The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. It is the 5 o'clock hour. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number, 877 Bob Live. 877-262-5483. Just a piece of information. Well, it's more than a piece of information. It is a warning that as America continues to slide farther and farther to the left, you and I, that is, if you are a Bible-believing evangelical, the color of your skin does not matter. To me. Honestly, it doesn't. I am sick and tired. White evangelicals, black Protestants, black evangelicals, white. I am just so tired of that. But we're hearing it over and over and over again from the left because, again, the left wants to divide us. The left wants me to resent my black brothers and sisters. And I'm sorry, I refuse. I'm not taking the bait. The left wants you, my black brothers and sisters, to resent me because I'm white. And I hope you don't take the bait. I hope you don't take the bait. Don't let them do it. But as America continues to slide farther and farther to the left, we who hold to biblical truth, black or white, we who hold to the authority of Scripture are going to be more and more and more in the minority. Just get used to it, folks. You mean we're just supposed to take this lying down? No, I didn't say that. I'm not a pessimist, but I am a realist. We're moving farther and farther to the left. Now, the answer is the gospel. And unfortunately, we evangelicals don't always do a really good job about sharing the gospel with others. Anyway, all right, that's another topic that we need to discuss. But we are going to be more and more in the minority. Get ready for it. Be prepared for it. Don't be shocked by it. And please understand, if you are going to stay true to biblical convictions, you are going to be required to stand among the minority. I said this before, but let me repeat it. For the first at least 150 years of American history, a Bible-believing evangelical was in the majority. And we had it so good. We had it so easy. Now, a handful of you will remember the old blue laws. Everything was closed on Sunday. That was all over America. Almost every city in America had blue laws. You couldn't be open on Sunday. Why? Because everybody went to church. That's what was expected. So if you went to church and 75 years ago, 100 years ago, if you went to church, you probably went to a Bible-believing church, and therefore on Sunday you were in the majority. If you decided, instead of going to church on Sunday, go play a football game or a baseball game or a softball game, Joy and I on Sunday morning headed down to Frank Road to go to Central Baptist. We went down 71 and we saw Berliner Park. I think it's Berliner Park. It was packed on Sunday morning. That's not weird or strange anymore. You go back several years ago, you don't play ball on Sunday morning. We go to church. What's the matter with you? Today, it's, what? You go to church? Oh, we play ball. That's when my bowling league meets. That's when my kids' football game is. That's when my kids' softball game. That's when my kids' baseball game is. I mean, you can't go to church. I mean, seriously. For the first 150 years, a Bible-believing Christian was accepted, honored, and we were kind of the norm, you know? And then things have begun to change. We become more secular. We keep moving more and more to the left. And now, today, we're in the minority, and that minority is continuing to shrink. And this headline, more than 400 businesses back LGBTQ Rights Act. This is the so-called Equality Act. If this thing ever passes, you and I are going to lose a lot of our religious freedom. 400 companies, including Tesla, Pfizer, Delta Airlines, Amazon, Apple, Pepsi, General Motors, CVS, Marriott Hotels, Capital One, Starbucks, and even Home Depot. I'm shocked that Home Depot, IBM, and the list goes, well, 400 major American corporations have bought the line, the lie. They bought the lie that LGBTQ people need special rights, not equal rights, special rights. And if you do not support those special rights, you're a bigot. Remember the three A's? Acceptance, advocacy. These 400 businesses have bought into the lie that even though the majority of us, the majority of our employees are not LGBTQ, we don't want to be called bigots. We don't want to be called prejudice. We don't want to be called racist. We don't want to be called those names. So we're going to sign on to the Equality Act because they bought the lie and they do not have the courage to stand up for constitutional rights and religious rights. They don't have the courage. 400 businesses. And again, I mean, it's a who's who of American business. Who is the primary sponsor? Well, the liberal Democrats in the House and the Senate. But other than that, it's the Human Rights Campaign, the HRC. If you have some time, do a little internet search about how radical the HRC is, the Human Rights Campaign, and what their goal is. They are at the third A. They're way past acceptance. They're way past advocacy. And now they're at the final A, which is annihilation. That's what these companies are afraid of. The LGBTQ movement in America is very small number-wise. but they wield incredible political and financial power. And we have major American corporations that are scared to death of them. So obviously we'll keep an eye out on the Equality Act. Nothing about equality in it. It's about special rights, special privileges, and it's about taking away other people's rights. That's the final A, annihilation. You don't agree with us? We'll destroy you. So I'm not doom and gloom. I'm really not, but I am a realist. We're going to have to take a stand.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
I know I spend a lot of time criticizing the liberal left. I know, I do. But it's not accidental. It really is intentional because I'm doing my best to try to sound an alarm. And here's the root cause of my emphasis on the liberal left. I believe that the left destroys, kills everything it touches. I really do believe that. And I think through the years, I have given you abundant evidence of that. It certainly is true in the theological world. Take a look at any mainline Protestant denomination. The farther left they go theologically, what happens without exception? To my knowledge, not one single exception. The farther left they go, the more they die. Fewer people, fewer churches, fewer income, the smaller the income. Please point out an exception to me. I don't know of a single one. The left-leaning theology in mainline Protestant denominations have absolutely destroyed them. If there is an exception, please point it out to me. Even one. I am more than willing to admit, hey, I'm wrong. Okay, you pointed out an exception. Okay, I can't think of a single one. Politically, I believe that the farther left we drift as a country, as a society, and as a culture, the more people will be hurt. More people's lives will be destroyed. Can I give you an example? I have several stories in my stack right now. I'm looking at them from police departments across America. Louisville, Seattle, Oregon, Portland, and the entire state of Oregon, Chicago, New York. What do all of those cities have in Baltimore? What do all of those cities have in common? Left-leaning racial activists have come to those cities and said, police are evil. Police are the problem. It's not the breakdown of the family, not the breakdown of the culture. It's the police. The police are the problem. It's not the people who are being policed. It's not the people committing the crimes. It's not the people that are shooting each other. It's not the people robbing the banks. It's not the people that are looting. They're not the problem. It's the police. They are the problem. And if you get rid of the police and defund the police, things are going to be so much better. Because police are unnecessary, and by the way, police are evil. Okay, what is the result of that, that we have heard the constant drumbeat, and we've heard it here in Columbus as well, by our own mayor and several members of Columbus City Council. What is the result? Police departments are being defunded. Morale in police departments are at historic lows, and police are leaving in the droves. Here's just one of the stories I have in my stack. Louisville Police Department staffing in dire straits amid high crime rates. Nearly 100 cops have left the Louisville Metro Police Department in 2020, and 43 have stepped away from the Kentucky City's agency so far already this year, either choosing to retire or resign altogether. And they can't find new recruits. Quote, "I would say that we are in dire straits," said a city official in Louisville. Same story out of Seattle. Same story out of Portland. Same story out of Chicago. Same story out of Baltimore. Same story out of New York City. Crime is exploding. Police are leaving because they have lost the support of their community. They are constantly thrown under the bus. They are constantly being attacked verbally, but also physically. Why? Because of the left-wing mantra. They're all bad. They're all bad. They're all evil. The black community has been told they're just cruising around your neighborhood looking for people to shoot and kill. The statistics do not bear that up. Not even close. Joy and I were at a group dinner on Saturday night, and wonderful, precious people. One of them, a police officer. A wonderful police officer. And I said, "How's the morale in your department?" He hung his head and he said, "Terrible. It's terrible. Just awful. People leaving? Yeah. They're quitting. They're retiring. Are you having any success in recruiting quality new officers?" He said, "No. No, it's bad. It's really, really bad." That was here in Columbus, Saturday night. He said, "I don't know what we're going to do. I've never seen morale lower." And who in their right mind would want to join a police department with what we are hearing constantly from the liberal left? So the liberal left creates a narrative. Police are bad, police are bad, police are bad, police are bad, particularly for the inner city, the inner city. They hate blacks, they hate blacks, they want to kill blacks. Who suffers the most? There's no doubt. It's the inner city minority community. They're the ones that suffer the most. This is the result of the liberal left. And the activists create the problem, and then they leave and go to their mansions. No, they do. It's true.